to a higher realm on the chain, and that's what I'm waiting for now.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you?
Okay, your name is Dustin?
Yes.
Oh, that's a cute name. It's like a cowboy name, Dustin. Okay. My name is Allison, and I'm very unhappy today, as you probably have been told. I received two bottles of your weight loss program bottles. I have not even had enough time to decide if it works or it doesn't work. So I am not happy about seeing a charge that just came through to my account that's close to $100. And now you will probably tell me about all the reasons why that's a legitimate charge. And when you did this, then that meant you agreed to that and all that. But I am almost 70 years old. My brain isn't as fast as it used to be. My eyes are not as good, and small print and all that stuff, and I'm ADD. My attention is limited. I just feel like I've fallen into a trap that your company has set. And I'm sure there are many more people like me who will also stumble into it. You know, it looks like free, free, free. Try our product. You're going to love it, and then you're going to want to order more. I can understand that. But not here. Try the product. Boom. You better. Here's the charge. What I want today and why I have called is I would like for you to remove that charge from my account. Period. What I told the woman that I spoke to before is that I am fully prepared to smear your company every way I can. I have a large Facebook following. People are going to hear immediately at day's end, the last company to ever do any business with is Go Beyond, whatever else you have, other names apparently the company hides behind that I never saw. Just stay away from those people. That is a trap. Now, if you think that is a better position for your company to go in terms of dealing with me, I would be really surprised, which is why I asked her to send me to her superior. If you don't agree with that simple business logic, maybe I should speak to your superior. What do you think?
Well, I do completely understand how you feel. However, whenever you do go through the order, it does state that in our terms and conditions on three different places that it is a 14-day trial. If you do not cancel within 14 days, you would be billed for the full price of the product.
Okay, I know. I'm sure that you are absolutely right about that. And I'm sure that those little things are put in all over the place. I didn't see them. Okay, and I'm so sure a lot of other people won't see them because we're used to purchasing things, and here's a trial offer, you know, see if you like it, but not even giving them enough time to see if it works. I can't imagine that within 14 days any product like that would show anybody real results. It takes time, if it works at all, right? So I just think that the way your company has their business set up is not moral. It's not a good business practice, and I am absolutely furious.
Well, yes, I do completely understand how you feel. However, when going through the order, you do have to check a box that states you're at least 18 years of age. You have read
you know, honey,
the terms of
honey, well, so save your energy there. I know you're reading off these scripts, and I know you've got a job, and you have probably kids to feed, and you have bills to pay and all that. I appreciate that. But I don't need to hear any more of that script talk, okay? I know that those things I fully trust. That those little agreements were in whatever I signed, or probably I didn't sign anything. I just said, you know how they trap you, I've noticed lately, on the internet? They say, okay, on a web page, if you go any further, like in reading, if you go to the next page, that means you agree to have your firstborn sent to you know, it's a trap that goes on the internet. I am just saying that I don't want to be involved in it, and I want my money back. Now, if you start to say again for the third or fourth time, I understand exactly how you feel. But on page 42, we told you you did right. I don't need, and I don't mean to make fun of you. I just don't need to hear any more of that. Are you there?
Yes, I am, and I am
Okay.
sorry. I would not be able to issue a full refund. However, I can issue a 35% refund since you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through the order.
I don't want anything else from your company. I don't want a single other thing from your company. Your company is a sticky trap, and all I want is for my money to be returned. And if you won't do that and you can't send me on to talk to someone else, do you have a CEO there? Could I
I'll get to the.
speak? Could I speak to the most senior of the management team?
No problem. If you'll give me just a moment, I can definitely
Okay.
get you over there to them. It'll be just one moment.
Good. That's fine. I'll wait. Getting tired of this, honey, but I don't know what else to do. I wonder if our bank has processed that payment.
How are you trying to dispute it?
With who? That's what I'm trying to do right now.
With the bank.
No, I just told, no, I just explained to Jamie that I have problems with things like that. That's why I have the account I have, and that you suggested we change the number on the account. And she said, "Oh, yes, absolutely." And then she said, and I told him about the different names on the account, and the two of them, she said, "Oh, don't even call them." But the others haven't tried to pull any money out of my account. Well, it's a newspaper thing. And I thought, oh, good, I'll get all the latest news from Newsmax. And then when you say, yes, send me free, of course, everything, Newsmax, then